Iran is set to complain to the United Nations over Washington's involvement in terrorist operations. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Tehran will provide the UN with compelling evidence. Dr. Saeed Jalili described the U.S. as the main sponsor of international terrorism. Iranians from all across the country have held massive demonstrations to mark the 32nd anniversary of the U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. On November 4, 1979, Iranian students stormed and took over the U.S. Embassy, which they described as a den of spies. At least 80 more anti-corporate protesters have been arrested in Oakland. Eight people, including three police officers, were also injured in overnight clashes. Protesters from the Occupy Oakland movement, aligned with anti-Wall Street protests in New York and other U.S. cities, were demonstrating against social inequality. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have attacked hundreds of anti-regime protesters in the capital, Manama. The forces fired tear gas and used armored vehicles to drive back the protesters. The rally followed a funeral procession for a 78-year-old man killed by regime forces on Wednesday. Israel's naval forces have boarded two aid ships heading towards the besieged Gaza Strip. 27 activists are on board the flotilla, which is carrying medical supplies for the 1.5 million residents of the besieged enclave. Rights groups from Ireland and Canada are leading the two vessels. Leaders from the world's major economies have wrapped up their summit in the French city of Cannes without conclusive results. The two-day G20 summit was held to find a solid solution to global economic woes, especially the debt crisis in the Eurozone. Debt-ridden Greece topped the agenda. In Honduras, some 180 police officers have been arrested on charges of murder, kidnapping, and drug dealing. The arrest followed public outrage over the release of four policemen who were accused of murdering two students. According to a UN report, the Central American country had the world's highest murder rate in 2010. And finally, thousands of university students in Colombia have marched against education reforms proposed by the government. They believe the reforms will lead to the privatization of education. But the government says it will not withdraw the plan. The protests began in October when Colombian students launched a national strike.